The Obama administration announced today a $634 billion down payment on achieving universal health care coverage. Obama plans for paying for a portion of the funding by cutting payments to insurers that provide so-called Medicare Advantage plans that are determined by a formula. Currently, those payments have been 14% higher than what the government typically spends per beneficiary. Under the Obama proposal, insurers would be required to competitively bid to offer plans beginning in 2012. David Leonhardt is an economics columnist with the New York Times. In the second part of an interview we conducted with him yesterday, we asked him about cutting parts of Medicare and also about where the president and Congress can raise taxes, which he says will be absolutely necessary.
Medical records are one of these funny things in which their advantages have been oversold, significantly so. And Obama has done this, Clinton has done it, Republicans have done it too. But they are still really important. So electronic medical records by themselves don't solve the healthcare problem, the cost problem. But what they do is they give you the information you need to then go solve it. So right now, we don't even know enough about how the money that we're spending works and doesn't work. Putting in electronic medical records allows us to gather much more information on that. We can then basically look at that and say, wow, look, this particular procedure or this particular test costs a lot of money. And we see that it doesn't seem to make any difference because it's used widely over here and it's not used widely over there. And there's no difference in how the patients do. And so what we're going to do is we're going to stop financing as taxpayers, as people funding Medicare. We're going to stop paying for those things as much. Electronic medical records on its own won't do that. We still have to make those tough decisions, and they will anger some doctors, and they will even anger some patients. But electronic medical records allow us to then go make those decisions.
President Obama, as he mentioned last night, will go ahead and rescind the George W. Bush tax cuts, let them expire naturally, which is in 2011. There were some thoughts he would do that earlier, not doing it now, saying, believing the idea, the argument that you shouldn't raise taxes during a recession, but he's adhering to that in 2011.
Well, only for the top 5% of the population.
That's right, absolutely. Right. And as you emphasized that last night, and as you said, the thesis of your piece is that that's not going to be enough. Do you see, and I don't know if you want to look at this politically, but just what other ways, if you're going to raise, we need to get more than 18% of GDP here raising taxes, what ways, you mentioned consumption taxes, can you talk to us about what that would entail?
Sure. So I think we can get a much more efficient, simplified tax system. We've got way too many loopholes and deductions. The corporate tax rate is the best example of this. As you often hear, we have one of the higher corporate tax rates in the world, but we don't actually have one of the higher corporate tax collections in the world because we have so many loopholes. And that creates all kinds of economic inefficiencies. So what you would want to do is you'd want to get rid of all these deductions that have piled up over the years, and you would want to lower marginal rates but have fewer deductions. Now, that all sounds great in theory. In the end, though, we still need to do it in a way that raises the average amount that we're paying in taxes. That's why it's so difficult. It's easier to simplify the tax code when you're cutting taxes. It's harder to do so when you're raising taxes. Take the mortgage interest deduction. The mortgage interest deduction, if you look at, talk to tax experts, they say that's terrible. It encourages overinvestment in housing, which is part of what's led us to this bubble that we've had. But people love the mortgage interest tax deduction. And so that's the kind of thing that you could imagine in a better tax system. You'd get rid of that. You'd lower rates. And then maybe, as you noted, you would also layer on top of it some kind of consumption tax, because right now we don't give people enough advantage for saving money. And saving money has all kinds of benefits. It makes them better off in the long run. It also provides the capital for businesses to invest and expand. So I think there are all kinds of ways to make the tax system better, to make it fairer, to make it simpler. The problem is it also has to be done in a way that will raise more revenue.